Hey, hey, this is Jade Hooper with the Why the Hell Not podcast. You know, something that really seems to be kind of in season or the season of the time is comparison. Now, this is really going to be more directed towards those who've been maybe in this business for a while, more in leadership. Because I think that this has been just a burning question. Today I was on a leadership call with a bunch of other top leaders, and some of them were just saying, I don't know what it is that like I'm working for anymore. I've done so many things. I've had all the accolades. I've reached, you know, crazy five-figure paychecks. I've done the things. I've retired my husband. All of the things that you typically would do, I've done. And now I don't know what I'm working for. Now I don't know what I'm passionate about. You know, I've been on that discovery train. I have promoted super fast through my company at 23 years old, just shy of my 24th birthday when I started this business. And by the time I was 24, within the first year, I was at the top of the company, a year and a half. I mean, it blew my mind. I mean, I hoped that I could do it, but I didn't know, you know, for sure if I could, but I went after it. And I will never forget what that felt like. And I think we forget how we got to where we are because we get so distracted by other things and we get so in our heads. When I first got started with my business, I wanted $200. I was comparing my business to this jewelry business that I had once or this makeup business that I had once, and I had no freaking idea what I was doing either of those times. And with this company, there was just such a system to complete. Like, you had goals. You weren't just, you know, a dust in the wind trying to figure stuff out. You had goals, and then you just repeated them over and over and over. And it was amazing. I mean, seriously, so great. And so quickly I found myself not just surpassing my $200 goal in my first month, but I replaced my full-time income in 5 months. And within a couple months later, I was making more in 1 month than I did in a year as a hairstylist and a salon manager. Insert income claim disclaimer that not everybody who gets into business for themselves makes money because you're in business for yourself and it's not a guaranteed income or salary. So every single time I decided to up my income, it was very scary. And I think I forgot that because I got so good at just like being in that moment, being in that rhythm where, you know, I make a decision, I'm going to hit a rank, I'm going to hit, you know, achieve some goals, promote, and I would do it. And then I was like, okay, what's next? What's next? What's next? And every single time I said, what's next? It absolutely tripped me up. I absolutely, you know, would like hold my breath and pucker my butthole and be like, all right, oh my God, I don't know how this is going to happen. I mean, seriously, you're just like, oh my God, like it's so intimidating and scary. And I can't tell you how many times I've said to myself, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just going to do it because I want to be successful. I want to be of success. I want to reach these goals. Like, this is going to change everything for my family. So quickly, just by being brave every day and doing whatever I could and just trying anything and just being willing and just being positive, surrounding myself with like music that made me feel good, people that made me feel good, podcasts that made me feel good, just anything that made me feel good. And if you didn't make me feel good about myself or my business, you had to go. Like, you had to be removed from my immediate bubble, because if you were there, you were going to affect my flow and affect my vibe. And I'm here to, you know, change my family's life. Like, no one is going to stand in the way from keeping me from, you know, being able to be a stay-at-home mom and all the things that are on my dream board, because it's going to change our life. Like, it's going to enhance our quality of life. Nothing's going to change that. So I removed those obstacles. And I think it's easy. Make sure you give this 5 stars if you agree. That it's easy to forget how hard it was because of the sigh of relief once you've done it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you get super, super brave and you do the things and you are constantly putting yourself outside your comfort zone and you just get used to posting. You get used to reaching out to people. You get used to rejection. You get used to everything that used to scare you. So that's rule number one. Everything that you, like right in this moment, when you're looking back and comparing yourself to who you were when you first got started and in that moment that you promoted to whatever ranks, these leadership ranks, and you earned things and you earned bonuses or trips, incentives, whatever it was, and you're in this like weird stuckish place and you look back at who you were and you think, why was it so easy? Why was it so effortless? Like, why was I so brave? Why wasn't I in my head? You were absolutely 100 million, jillion, billion percent in your head. You were in your head. It was not easy. It just got easier with time. It still took you 21 days to 45 days to commit to create a habit. It was not easy. So you have to stop telling yourself it wasn't easy. You are crazy if you think that I forgot what it felt like to send my first round of reach outs to people and see my Facebook Messenger thing on the bottom blink. Back then it used to blink blue. I don't know if it does still now. I can't even remember anymore. But I remember just holding my breath and being so scared to look at the responses. Sending the message was one thing, but seeing the responses was another because I was so fearful. I'll never forget getting over that. I will never forget going to enroll people and to follow up with people and being so nervous and embarrassed. I'll never forget, you know, posting and saying certain things in like such a poetic way that I felt so led to post, but I kept thinking to myself, like, these people are going to think I'm some sort of Oprah or something, and they know that's not who I am. And I just had to constantly be getting over my fears of like other people's opinions over and over and over. And then I found myself in this amazing rhythm where like messaging people didn't bother me anymore. I knew what to expect. And so I got to ambassador so quickly, and I was very tired. I was very tired. I ran a marathon in 18 months and got to the top of our company. And not just that, when I promoted to the top of the company, you only needed $250,000 in sales total. I had almost a million. I mean, we had this amazing sales team, amazing leadership, this big, huge, bigger go home type of thing. That's just who I've always been. And so when I found myself being in this position and looking at what it took for me to get there, I gave a lot of sacrifices. And sacrifices isn't just money. Like you're in, and what I need to do, what I want to ask you to do is instead of saying sacrifices, we need to say investments. Because investments aren't just money. Investments is not just money. Investments is time. It's, you know, it's not spending time watching TV. It's getting up early. It's going to bed late. It's just deciding to be all in. And I invested a lot. In some stuff, it wasn't even the most smart investments. I put my husband on the back burner, our relationship on the back burner. But that wasn't a business problem. That was a Jade problem. That was a Jade grew up without, you know, seeing what relationships look like. And I had no idea how to let someone love me. And that's for a completely different episode. So I don't want you to think that it was because of this business, but I had my priorities kind of all over the place. And, you know, now today I can work this business during the day, pencil my husband in, pencil my kids in, and it flows so much better. But the first time it didn't do that. And I worked 18 to 20 hours every single day. But at that point I only had one child. Do you know what I mean? Like I had 100 energy points and I could give to my son and my business. And now I have my business and my son and my daughter and my daughter and my husband. You know what I mean? Like there's just so many other things for me to give that need my energy in a positive way, not in a heavy lack way, but in a positive way. Oh boy. And I can get so intimidated by just like what this looks like. Do you know what I mean? Like I can just get intimidated by what this looks like because I look at where I'm at right now and I say to myself, how could I possibly do what I did again when everything just looks so different. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything just looks so different. How am I supposed to do this again? And I get intimidated by myself because, like I said before, I'm forgetting what I had to do to get to where I wanted to go to begin with. You know what I'm saying? Like, because again, I'm thinking like, oh, it was so easy and flowy the first time. No, it was not, did not start like that. So I forgot what that looked like. We forget. But not only that, after I reached Ambassador and I was just tired and extra tired because my priorities were all out of whack and I had a bunch of like fixing to do with myself, and I worked hard, but I did not have good habits, and I know better now. And that's why I have this podcast, to teach you guys not to make the mistakes that I did, but different and better ways that it can look. And after I promoted and I wanted to rest for a moment for a week and just like watch TV for the first time in like 8 months, I was nervous and like uneasy of doing that because I had just gotten done working. It's kind of like when you run so much, you run, and then you stop and your body's like shaking because it still feels like you're running. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, your body's like jello. And I mean, that's the same thing. And because I was stopped and because I didn't feel in the moment of success, because success is a feeling, it's not a place. I'm feeling of success today, right? It's not a place, it's a feeling. I didn't feel successful in that moment when I was resting because my body was so used to me working crazy. And I would look left and right all of a sudden. Before, I was focused, I was working hard, like I was not swayed. And I rested and I started to look and I started to see the people who were up and coming, who were working just as hard as I was last week, but they were doing things differently. But because they looked successful, because they looked like they knew what they were doing, and just in a moment, I was not working really, like just, I was resting. I was still posting, but I wasn't going crazy. I started to compare myself to them and in the different way that they were working their business. And for whatever reason, I said, well, I must be doing something wrong then. How I'm working my business must not be right, because they're doing this completely different and they're super happy and successful. So I need to switch what I'm doing to that. And then I started trying a million different other ways to work this business instead of what had gotten me to where I am. And it was the most refreshing day ever when I had a conversation with one of my leaders and she was looking of success. And I said to her, what are you doing? And she said, I'm just doing the stuff that you always taught. And I said, what? She said, yeah, I'm just doing the stuff that you had always said to do. I'm just posting, my inbox is full, I'm following up, reaching out, growing my network. And I just like laughed at myself because it was like a joke. But what I had always done always works. It's just that I stopped doing it. Sister, what you did to get to where you are still works. You just stopped doing it, period. I sit here and I look at the change. What's grown? I went Ambassador in 2015. It's almost 2020, 5 years. And it's all the same, but just a little different technique. The posting is just better. We have stories now and polls and so many ways to build this business. It's just done nothing but literally gotten easier. We didn't have that, right? And so I was really realizing what was holding me back. And it truly was just what I was telling myself, that it was going to be hard, that it was going to be uncomfortable, but that it was going to make me miserable. And it's not the truth. And I think the easiest thing to say is, well, will it be worth it? I'm going to tell you something. Never once did I look back and say it wasn't worth it. For what I've been able to do, it's worth it. But you've got to go all the way. You need to sit here right now and just decide that you're not just going to commit 5 weeks or 2 months, that you were going to commit to go all the way. I don't want to say find your pace, but you've got to find your speed. Because for me, my 100 miles per hour now looks different than what it was before. But what's crazy is that I don't have to work 18 hours a day to get the same results today. I can work from 9 until 2 and some at night after my kids go to bed to do trainings and, you know, tie up loose ends from the day and enroll the same amount of people, the same amount of customers, because I'm more efficient and the tools that we have are more efficient. So the question is, can I do it again? Yeah, I can. And the other part is, well, maybe it doesn't look as big as it did last time. And that's fine. It doesn't mean I'm any less successful. It doesn't mean anything. But we have to stop comparing ourselves to people who are doing things differently than us, because you will always fall short. You will just always fall short. If I am someone who reaches out and there's someone else who does host a post and I compare myself to them, I mean, I'm comparing apples and oranges. They're both fruit, but different. I'm going to fall short if that's what I'm going to do to myself. You have to decide to stop comparing yourself to anybody but yourself right now in this present moment. And you can't compare yourself to who you were 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, because you're just not the same person. It's not the same life. We don't even have the same tools. They're better. You know better now. Stop overthinking this. You can absolutely do it. But just as much as it was, what stands true to this day, the only truth is that it is nothing but a decision that you have to make. And there won't be fireworks. You won't get flowers in the mail. You know, you're not going to find a $100 bill on the floor. There's going to be no celebration of you making this decision except for hard work. Literally just, I'm doing this, snapping your fingers, deciding, and then from here on out, consistently, with discipline, you go. And now you know that there's going to be some unpleasant times, but it's going to be fun. And you know the success that you're going to have. You know what that looks like. And you know how much it's going to change your family's life and change the people around you, your team. Too much is given. Yes. Much is absolutely required. But it's worth it. We are world changers. And we were put here to do crazy things that most people have never even heard of, because we were chosen. And you have to understand that. And you are so equipped. It's just not even funny. I'm so proud of you for wherever you're at. And it doesn't matter what you did yesterday. Decide right now to only put good things, good people, good books, good podcasts, the things and the people who are going to encourage you, because you are going to be your own worst enemy enough. Decide what your goal is. Go for it and keep going through the growing pains until you find the pace in which you're going to work. Thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe, share, and give this 5 stars if you loved it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.